You guys held four Pro Bowl running backs to under 100 yards combined.
And yeah.
The guy comes in and runs for over 100. Was it just one off night, or did they expose something? What do you think happened?
First of all, you have to give credit to the Giants. You know, they had a good game plan. They executed better than we did. For me as a defensive coordinator, I have to accept responsibility for our shortcomings. But when you went back and looked at the tape, there was really four plays in terms of the run game, two plays in terms of the pass game where we didn't execute. On four runs, they had 98 yards. We had free hitter on every play, that just standing right there to make the play, and we just didn't make it. And, you know, now it's 50 yards and there's no issues. But we just didn't get it done that night. We were just a little off. So we got to put it behind us, correct the mistakes, and get ready to play Chargers.
Was there any thought of putting, like, an Aqib Talib on Evan Engram? And how does that game change maybe how you play Hunter Henry this week?
Yeah, really, it's week to week. In the NFL, it's all about matchups, about your scheme versus their scheme, your player's execution against their player's execution. Engram, from throw to catch, he caught the ball at 2 yards, 2 yards, 3 yards, 7 yards, and 11 yards. The way we try to affect a good player is you have a scheme in man where you can handle them in terms of a double team. You try to pass them in zones. And the third thing is try to go hit the quarterback so he can't get the ball off. We had all three of those. The execution was off. Same plays we ran in practice, a little bit different formation. We were adjusting all throughout the game to make it right. But we just didn't execute.
Takeaways haven't been there like you'd like, and still haven't forced a fumble this year. Is that something you work on, or is it something that just it's frustrating, but you know it'll come because of the way you guys play defense?
In terms of the fumbles, we had a turnover circuit yesterday in practice. I made a cut up tape of this guy's creating takeaways, just different teams throughout the NFL. But in terms of the turnovers, you know, the thing for us is we're doing a lot of things to try to create, you know, matchups for Vaughn and other guys on defense. There's a lot of different pressure packages, things we're doing with our stunts, how we're moving guys around. And the way that teams are playing us, they're getting rid of the ball. And we watch all our third downs. We got guys coming free. The quarterback's taking one hitch and throwing the ball. So we're creating a lot of incompletions, and we don't have a lot of opportunities to make plays on the ball. So that's the negative part. The positive, that's if you look at third downs, we're second in the league in third downs. If you have fourth downs, we're first in the league. So we're getting off the field and we're doing what we need to do. They're just not giving us a lot of opportunities to get turnovers in terms of interceptions.
Does this week then offer a chance because Phil tends to kind of hold the ball a little longer and we'll throw into some tight windows?
He ain't hold it that much the first game against us. You know, I mean, it depends on the look. He's a very smart quarterback. He understands what he's looking at. From an offensive standpoint, what we're giving him defensively, he can fix protections, so it's hard to fool the guy. So we have to have a good plan in terms of our coverage to try to make him hold the ball, and we have to have a good plan in terms of our pressure package if he does want to hold it to get after him.
How has Shane Ray looked in the past couple days since he's been back?
I tell you what, he's eager, man. And really with Shane, it's just about just, hey, take your time. You know, he came back the first practice, and he was huffing and puffing over there in drills. I said, hey, man, don't try to get it all back in one day. He said, just ease yourself back into it, get back into football conditioning. But in terms of his hand, his wrist, he's fine. He's using it. He has the ability to use his fingers. It's just really getting him back into football shape.
The fact that he lost, he said he lost about 10 pounds because he couldn't do upper body work because of the injury. Does that change how you use him, because he says he's got to do more speed stuff because he was able to do lower body conditioning but not upper body stuff, or will you use him the same way that you planned on?
I think that's just going to be a process that he's going to have to go through, you know, the rest of the season to get his weight back up where it was, you know, and during training camp. For us, it's not going to change in terms of how we're going to use him. You know, he plays with a high motor. He's a very good pass rusher. He's physical. So we'll put him in there. He may struggle a little bit as he's gaining his strength and size back, but it won't change anything we do game plan-wise.
Setting the tone, you guys have been so good defensively at setting the tone for the whole game.
Yeah.
Got away from you a little bit the other night. How disappointing was that? And how much of an emphasis is it that you guys really want to come out and set the tone early for the entire game?
That was a major point of emphasis for us defensively after last season. We struggled to start the games and start the halves. So through five games, you know, we had five in the first half, five in the second. So we've been 9 wins, 10 lost. Our first loss came to the Giants. let him drive down the field and get 3 points. We had our opportunities to get off the field, and again, just the execution wasn't there. I felt like I was off on a few calls. I know I'm not going to be perfect, but between execution and having the right play calls, we'll get that fixed.
Joe, did it matter that they had somebody calling plays maybe you didn't expect to be calling plays?
Not at all, because offensively, from a scheme standpoint, it's going to stay the same. You know, there may be some little wrinkles in terms of formations or a game plan run or a game plan pass, but in terms of their bread and butter plays, it was going to be the same things.
Did you notice any tendencies that they were different on as the game was going on?
They had a little bit of change up in some of their down and distance breaks, and that's why I was adjusting the whole game. So you know, I was kind of figuring out what they were doing. Then I would change a call based on the down and distance. But it changed throughout the game, so we changed. It was always that one play, though, that, you know, we didn't execute on before we made the changes.
When did you sort of see it was they had changed the play call?
Pretty early in the game. You know, I mean, we had some calls to take care of some things. They kind of changed where they had guys lined up and what they were doing. So we adjusted, and I was on the sideline. Hey, guys, I'm changing to this. We're gonna roll with this until they figure it out. And then when they figured it out, say, hey, I'm changing. I'm going to this until they figure it out. So it was that kind of mindset, that kind of game planning on the sideline, really the whole game.
Big picture, when you mentioned the third downs. You guys are first in total defense. You've led only 4 touchdowns in 3 games. How pleased are you with where this defense is at after 5 games?
I'm pleased with the progress that we've made, but I'm really not a stats guy because it really comes down to wins and losses. It's a bottom line business. Do you win on Sunday? Do you lose on Sunday? It's a great feeling to be number one in some categories, you know, being highly ranked in some categories. But at the end of the day, I'm more concerned about winning than I am stats.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.
That's good. You guys worked me out today, man.